Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about the 17th annual Caring Christmas Food Drive with KCII. KCII is getting in the Christmas spirit with our annual food drive. Can you explain what this is?
So this will be year number 17. It's hard to believe it's been that many years already, but 17 years of doing our Caring Christmas food drive. And so this year, we've added one extra element to it where we also will be accepting monetary donations at our sponsors in addition to any food, because all of the food pantries we've worked with all need money as well, and they can do a lot with that internally. So we've added that to it. But we have sponsors all throughout our listening area that are part of the Caring Christmas with us. And so you can make donations at any of our participating businesses, here to the radio station, or look for us when we're out doing our live broadcasts here throughout the months of November and December. And whenever you see the Big Red Radio out, you can also make a donation at that time too.
Let's fill up that Big Red Radio.
The goal is always filling up the Big Red Radio, making multiple trips. We travel to a lot of different places, and we like to take a lot of food to all of the locations.
And in addition to food, there are also other items that people need.
Correct. So one of the things that I've learned over the many years of doing this is, yes, they need food, and yes, they need money, but what they also help with are some of the toiletry type items. So it could be shampoo and conditioner, body wash, to hygiene products, to toothbrush and toothpaste, and you name it. They help people in so many different ways, and that's what's amazing about all of the places that we work with, and is that they do help so many people in a lot of different ways. And so we're trying to fill all of those needs as much as possible.
And KCII provides all of these donations. We deliver them in the Big Red Radio in January. Can you explain why we do it in January?
So we started doing that many years ago now, as a way to kind of restock the shelves. November and December can be very busy months with the holidays and everything else, and so the need can be great during those months, and they help a lot of people. And so our goal, but once you get into the new year, sometimes the giving can slow because we're all busy. It's a new year. There's a lot of things going on, and so our goal's always been to really help restock the shelves and make sure that the needs of the people they serve are still being met. And so we do our best to try and help them kick the year off the right way.
And with that, we ask that people check expiration dates before they donate.
Yes, because although we are collecting now, most of the stuff is not delivered until, mid to late part of January, and then it gets out into people's hands. So if we have something that expires at the end of this calendar year, it won't be in. We won't be able to use it because it's not getting to the food pantries that early. And we do help some out if they need it beforehand because we are collecting, and so we obviously will assist in any way we can during the whole time frame. But our plan is to deliver that in January. So, yes, you want to look for expiration dates and make sure you're not donating anything that's going to be expiring very soon.
It's our 17th year. Why is this important for KCII to do this every year?
Everybody likes to give and receive things, especially around the holidays, and we found it a real pleasure to kind of turn aside from a lot of the, hustle and bustle of everything and find a way to give back, right? I mean, we really do serve the community, and this is just another extension of all the things that I think we do on a very consistent basis, and it's just a matter of helping people and doing the right things.
And we also have a fun contest going on, another way that we're giving back.
Yes. So part of this whole idea that we've done is also our Christmas cash call sweepstakes. And so it's a little bit of fun that we get to do on the air and gets people some money, varying amounts, depends on when you call in, if you're the right caller, if you guess correctly, and if you double your money. There's a lot of different ways to get a little extra cash. But yeah, we like to have fun too, and so the fun part of it is doing some contesting and getting our callers in and giving a chance to give them some money.
And with the food drive, we try to spread the wealth.
Yes. So we've worked with and still plan to and continue to work with many of the pantries throughout our area that are serving the needs of their communities. So yes, we do have a couple locations in Washington, but we also work in Sigourney, Wellman, Kelowna, Columbus Junction, Mount Pleasant, Fairfield, and yeah, we just anywhere inside this listening area is where we try to serve.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols talking about the KCII Caring Christmas Food Drive. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.